Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Brew with Memory. And today we're gonna take our micro lot from El Salvador, from Los Pirineos, and pull an espresso shot. And I will guide you on a few things to consider when making an espresso with this fabulous coffee. So first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about the beans, so about the farm and the process. You can check our previous podcast using Los Pirineos, but here I want to talk a little bit more about the roast. Because it's a micro lot, we don't have the bandwidth to do an espresso and a filter roast. So we have here a sort of a filter, but it's a light to medium roast. So that's why on the espresso I suggest small modification when you're using this method. First, please wait a little bit more, maybe a week after the roast, until you start pulling some espresso shots to get really the best flavor profile of this coffee. When it's a little bit too fresh, you may get some harshness that may come, or you can speed up the degassing process by letting it aerate a little bit more in the beginning. But I would definitely suggest to wait a little bit more before using this coffee. Second, let's talk about our water. Make sure to have enough alkalinity or buffer in your water to really create a more balanced coffee experience. Here, I'm really suggesting to be over 50, even over 75 parts per million as calcium carbonate in terms of buffer and alkalinity. So here we want a clean, soft water, but not too soft. We keep the softness of the water, that kind of clearness for filter coffee. But when it comes to espresso, we need to adjust that a little bit in order to have a more pleasant experience, because espresso is small, it's short, it's like a squeezed version of a coffee. For our recipe right now, we are going to use a temperature of 201, and we are going to use a ratio of 1 to 2.4, using 18 grams of coffee in our 18 grams basket and 44 grams out. And we're gonna aim for 30 seconds. In terms of grind size, it's going to be quite fine when you are, if you're used to your grinder, you notice that some beans are more soluble than others, some flows quicker than others. It's due to a lot of things like elevation, density, but also roast profile. And you may have noticed that usually naturals, you kind of need to grind a little bit finer than the wash process, for example. Well, this is something very, very similar. So in terms of grind size, I cannot give you like a grind size, because we all have different machines. However, it is going to be finer than your usual setting. Just to let you know that when you start dialing in, so that you don't waste a lot of beans. Okay, let's weigh my beans. Here I'm using a single dosing. So since it's a little bit more expensive coffee, I don't want to kind of pour all the coffee at once in a hopper. And I'm going to flush some beans with my old setting. And what we want to do here is a sort of kind of a pre-infusion. If you have the ability to do pre-infusion, it's a great thing. If not, that's entirely fine. It's going to automatically happen, basically. And what is good with pre-infusion or soaking, or like that kind of initial bloom phase, is that the coffee expands. And that's usually quite a more uniform extraction. Let me just roast those, grind those. If you're talking about pre-infusion, you can assess that on your classic espresso machine by the time of the first drop, right? I like to see at least 5 seconds where the water is kind of soaking, or the beans are soaking the water, and that creates sort of pre-infusion, because What happens in the park is that the ground expands. And especially for lighter roasts, if you ever bloom a light roast on a V60, for example, on a drip, you see a lot of bubbles happening because they have a lot of, especially when they fresh, a lot of carbon dioxide trapped. Darker roasts have more air pockets, so they would stay a little bit quicker. But for that light roast here, it's kind of very, very fresh, and the pre-infusion will expand a little bit more, the coffee bed. So we want to press and temp firmly and flat as usual. Flush our group. There we go. Wash it a little bit. And so here I have a classic kind of La Marzocco machine. I do not have any pre-infusion feature, but I tried it on a pre-infusion machine and it gives a very nice result. So let's start. And what I want to see is that I want to see within the five, the first second. So now the first drip was at 7 seconds, which is something I like. And even if it's 8, 9, I don't mind. So here I'm targeting 44 grams out in about 30 seconds or less. I'm trying not to go over 30 seconds. But here we are almost there. Here we go. 28 seconds. So it's great. And another tip here is really to make sure you stir your coffee with a spoon, kind of mix all the aromas. And what you will smell is really what exactly I wanted to create on the filter espresso. So here you have that mixture of milk chocolate and grapefruits. But one thing I was worried was about the texture in the body. That's why we didn't create a super large brew. You see, if you check our brew with memory on the Kenyan, I recommend 1 to 3 because Kenyan are quite acidic. So to kind of mute down acidity on our Kenyan, I suggested to push a little bit more. And because the SL34 of the Kenyan has naturally a more syrupier body, it was all right. Now here, Pacamara is a little bit different. It has a juicy plus texture. So I was scared that I will lose body, but because we kind of keep the ratio within the stronger range of specialty light aspects. So usually it's a 1 to 2.5, 1 to 3 for those very light roast. Here I kept it a little bit stronger, even if it's not a classic 1 to 2, but we went finer. And that's why I really wanted to get in the 28, 30 second range. And as a result, it's on the taste profile, you find the notes, but here it's more the texture of the body, which is really, really syrupy. I was, once again, scared that we will lose that texture in that juiciness, in that, not the juiciness, but the creaminess of the espresso. And so I really wanted to have that without over bitter or over sour coffee when you make it too strong. So here, with that recipe of 1 to 2.4, using 18 grams in and 44 grams out, you have the taste profile that we created on filter and the texture that we wanted on espresso. And with texture comes also aftertaste. And this coffee, as I'm talking right now, I still have the taste of it right now. So it's a really, really long lingering aftertaste. When you feel that mixture of chocolates and red fruits, which reminds me of those very fine dark chocolates. So if you ever tried 70% dark chocolate from different region, you have in some origin a very nice fruity and sweet flavor that that is along the classic cocoa notes. And that's the coffee, the experience I wanted to create here. Always also drink the coffee as it cools down to see how it changes and how to make adjustment if necessary. So to sum up, to make this limited edition El Salvador from Los Pirineos, the Pacamara Black Honey, we are first checking our water and make sure that we have enough minerals so we can avoid that overly sour experience, which can create some headache because you're going to change the grind size, the ratio, everything, while the main issue was maybe the water. So make sure that you have a water with enough mineral. That's number one. Then we put the water at 201, 202. The idea is that if it's hot, hotter water flows faster. And to compensate a fast flow, you need to grind finer. But as you grind finer, you need to create some clumps sometimes on some grinders. So that's why I find the optimum being at 201 with finer grind settings already than usual. And the idea is to have a 1 to 2.4. You can try 1 to 2.2 as well, 18 grams in, 40 grams out. If you like a slightly stronger, fruitier flavor, here I really wanted to develop a little more the chocolate aspect in 28, 30 seconds. That's where I find it, where you really have that mixture of dark chocolates, red fruits, and some berries in it. If you go a little bit shorter, there's going to be a pronouncedly more fruity. And if you go more, you are going to lose some fruits and gain some dark chocolates. But I've tried and I kind of played with it. You won't get a huge bitterness out of this coffee. So don't be afraid of kind of longer, slightly 30, 33 second shots. You won't get like a very bad shot for this coffee. Thank you very much. And see you next time for another episode of Brew with Manly.